Hello.
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Ms. Diamond Garrett. Can you assist her?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. You guys both have a great rest of your week, and best of luck to you, Ms. Garrett.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Ms. Garrett.
Hi.
Hi. Excuse me. Hi, my name is Alan. I'm on a recorded line here with MTS. Just to confirm, your phone number, is it the 347-282-0456?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to be asking you a few sets of questions here. If you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in a Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm to your answer under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm, or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and you are filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. What was the date of your diagnosis?
August 11th of 2020.
Okay. So 8/11/2020, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. And what is your date of birth?
12/30/94.
Okay, I have December 30th, 1994, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo Provera loss, the Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. All right, and did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second here. And did you or loved one use the name Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version of for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately when did you start using Depo Provera?
Around March of 2016.
Okay. So 3/2016, correct?
Yes.
And when did you stop using Depo Provera approximately?
July of 2020.
Okay, so 7/2020, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 moment. All right. Okay. And just to confirm, you said that you were diagnosed with meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay. For verification purposes, will you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And?
No problem.
Can you please confirm the spelling of your first name?
D-I-A-M-O-N-D.
Okay. I have D-I-M-O-N-D, Diamond. Is that correct?
No, D-I-A-M-O-N-D.
Oh, sorry. Is that D as in David? David?
Okay.
So D as in David, I-A-M-O-N-D, Diamond, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then your last name?
G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Okay, I have G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Garrett, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and for security purposes, your social?
072-842-5597.
Okay, I have 072-842-5597. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and for the email here, I do have your first and last name. I have Diamond with a S. And then Garrett at gmail.com, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number I have here is the 347-282-0456. That's correct as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what is the primary address?
300 Vernon, V-E-R. N-O-N, Avenue, Apartment 3W, Brooklyn, New York, 11206.
Okay, so I have here, give me 1 second. I have 300, and that's going to be Vernon Avenue, and that's Apartment 3W, Brooklyn, New York, 11206. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what is the name of your diagnosing doctor?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The name of your diagnosing doctor, the physician that diagnosed you?
Samuel Germain.
Okay. And what's the name of the facility?
Woodhull Medical Center.
Okay. Okay. Give me 1 second. He said it was Woodhull Medical Center, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's Samuel Germain? That's S-A-M-U-E-L-G-E-R-M-A-I-N.
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
And this is the New York City Health Plus Hospitals / Woodhull. That's located in 760 Broadway, Brooklyn, New York, 11206.
Yes.
Okay. And I have the phone number here is 718-963-8000. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And have you, prior to your diagnosis of the meningioma, were you diagnosed with any prior cancer?
No.
Okay. And what is the name of the treating doctor?
My neurosurgeon was Howard Rena.
Is Howard Rena also working at the same hospital, the Woodhull?
No. It's okay. NYU Lagoon Hospitals.
Okay. Okay, I have Howard A. Rena, MD. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's at the NYU Lagoon Hospitals.
Yes.
Okay, and is it in Brooklyn as well?
No, and that's in Manhattan, New York, New York.
Manhattan, okay. Okay, give me one moment. Just want to make sure that the address is correct. Okay. Do you know if it's the NYU Lagoon Hospital that's in 301 East 17th Street, New York, New York, or is it the 424 East?
No, it's 550 First Avenue.
I see. Is it the Tisch Hospital?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The Tisch or Tisch Hospital? Tisch? It's the 550 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10016. It's within the NYU Lagoon Health. Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Give me 1 second, please.
No problem.
All right. And what is the name of the medical pharmaceutical, the prescribing doctor? Is it the same? Is it also Howard Rina?
No, for the shot, the depot shot?
Yes.
No, that was Jermaine, Samuel Jermaine.
It was Samuel Jermaine, okay.
Yes.
And that's Samuel Jermaine, MD, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did it take place in the same hospital, the Woodhull?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the pharmacy name is the same, right? The Woodhull facility?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and is there any other medical notes that you'd like to add as far as what you'd like the attorneys to know?
No, I think we've pretty much covered everything.
Okay. And now for the following question, if you could please answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
No.
Okay, but are you able to provide a copy of your medical records either electronically or by mail from your MyChart or from the hospital?
Yes, I would have to put it in with the hospital.
Okay, but they do have your medical records, correct?
They should, yes.
Okay, thank you. And we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in an unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Give me 1 second. Okay. Who would you like to put as your emergency contact?
Unfortunately, I don't have one. It's just me.
Okay. Do you want me to put none of the above?
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to remind you, I'm sure I told you in the beginning that the call is on the recorded line, okay?
Okay. Oh, I actually have to go down and clock out for lunch. Is it possible we can continue probably in like the next 10 minutes?
Wait, we're pretty much done right here.
Okay.
Okay, let me just go ahead and submit this. Okay, so you're going to receive an email and as well as an SMS notification. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
me know if you received the text message. Oh, us also for the your with regards to your phone number, it's a mobile number, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I did not receive a text.
Okay, give me one moment. And with regards to the medical records, you said that you are able to provide it both electronically or by mail when the attorneys do ask for them?
I would have to contact the hospital for them.
Okay. But then you'd be able to, would you be able to provide it both electronically or by mail or just electronically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
Both. Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah, I really have to run down the clock out.
Okay, yeah, you could go ahead and do that right now. I'm just going to go ahead and make sure that this goes through. And then give me 1 second. Yeah, go on ahead and clock out, and then I'll be right here, okay?
Okay. It might disconnect because I lose service in the building. So if it does, by 12:03, I should be back upstairs.
Okay. And I'll give you a call back if that does happen. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
One second.